www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today, our guest is Marilyn Chappell. She is the executive CEO and president of Exceeds Expectations, a nonprofit organization that helps people overcome financial challenges and achieve their financial dreams. Her clients include employees of organizations and corporations, churches, after-school programs, and community organizations. Before devoting her work full-time to Exceeds Expectations, Marilyn served as Vice President of Retail Sales and Operations for the Kansas City Credit Union, serving over 6,500 members and leading a staff of 22 employees. Marilyn found her passion to teach financial literacy throughout her 12 years serving in the financial industry, working for banks such as Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank. In addition to teaching financial literacy, Marilyn served as a co-owner and chief financial officer for Chappell Electrical LLC alongside her husband, Jermaine Chappell. Marilyn's mission is to increase financial awareness in homes and in our communities one step at a time with one person at a time. She states, with God, all things are possible. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Mr. Jackson.
So, tell us a little bit about your mission and what you're working to do in the community.
My mission is to work with one person at a time, one step at a time, with transforming lives and transforming financial mindsets in homes, in schools, in organizations, corporations, churches, so that we all may be able to live abundant life.
How important is financial literacy in today's life?
Great question. It's very important. I mean, finances, money affects every area of our lives. It has a, there's benefits, there's consequences, there's effects. I mean, so no matter what financial decision that you make, it's going to affect some part of your life. So it's very important that we all know how to manage our money, how to prioritize our money, so that we may be able to live that financial dream, whatever that may look like for that person, but so we'll also be able to achieve our financial goals.
What is the first step you would have someone do to be able to make a change in their life so that they exceed their expectations in 2018?
Great question. I believe that we just need to get back to dreaming again. I think we've lost that in some of our households. We're not dreaming as big. We are settling for what we may see around us. And sometimes we get stuck in some of the circumstances that come up against us. So I believe that dreaming big, visualizing your future is huge. There's a quote out there that says, if you can imagine it, visualize it, then you can achieve it and you can become it. And I truly believe that. And I believe that one way that you can do that is, one, is listing down all of your goals. List down your goals. And then one way you can look at that every day is by putting it on your refrigerator. Put it somewhere where you can see it daily, that you never lose focus of your why, that what you're trying to achieve. And then also turn that list of goals into a vision board. You know, cut out some pictures out of magazines or print off some pictures from Pinterest or Google and turn those goals into something you can visualize. How will that look? You know, how will I look in that place? And this is what I'm trying to achieve.
So is there a goal or timeline? Because I know your dreams and your visions can be humongous. You know, Muhammad Ali had a saying that says, if your dreams are not big enough, then they don't scare you. But when people start looking at their dreams, they can be humongous. So how should they break those dreams down?
Yes. I like to encourage people to make a big T on a piece of paper. And in that first quadrant, put 1 year. In that second quadrant, put 3 years. In that third quadrant, put 5 years. And in that fourth quadrant, put 10 years. Because everything is not a now thing. And a lot of times, like you said, you know, sometimes our dreams are so big, we don't even know where to start. But so first, write down where you see yourself achieving those goals by. Is it in that 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, or 10 year? Once you identify that, start focusing on your 1 year first, you know, more of your short term goals first. And take those dreams and download them into goals, because now you can actually break down the goals by using the SMART guideline tool. So I know a lot of times people have heard of the SMART guideline tool in like their workplace, but no, you can actually use that with your finances as well. And so I know some of you probably are asking, well, what does SMART actually mean? Well, the S is for specific. Be specific on what you're trying to achieve. The M is for measurable. It's for motivation. What's your motivation behind that goal? What motivates you to keep going when you want to give up? And measure that. And then A stands for attainable. Is it attainable? And then R is relevant. Is it realistic? Because we want to make sure that it's realistic. We don't want to set goals so far out that you begin to get discouraged along the way because you really wrote down something that wasn't realistic in that 1 year. And then T is for time driven. You want to make sure that you set dates with every goal that you make, because you want to set an expectation so that you may meet and exceed the expectation.
So now that you've defined your goal, you made it realistic, and you put a timeline to it, should you be stringent with that timeline, or should there be some flexibility? Because some people say, I want to become a millionaire in 6 months. It's not realistic.
That is so true. Sometimes you're going to have to step back and you're going to have to evaluate. I like to say, do it daily. You know, for some people it might be, you know, every other week. For others it might be monthly, but always know your flow. Always know where you're at all times, because you're right. Some things can happen. Like there might be, some maintenance in your home. There might be some unexpected expenses with your children that may come up that might just throw some of those goals off a little bit, but not to get discouraged and get stuck there and say, I can't achieve it now, but go back to the drawing board. You might have to move some of your goals. Maybe you might not be able to achieve it in 1 year now. Maybe you'll be able to achieve it in 18 months now, you know, so always, be flexible with your goals, because, you know, plans can change, and that's okay. It's the mindset that we have to have on moving forward and believing that we can still achieve it with processes and systems in place.
So now that you've created the SMART goals, you've got them down, what's your next step?
The next step would definitely be creating a budget. Creating a budget is definitely the foundation of financial stability. creating a budget is telling your money where to go. You're in control. So the moment that you're not in control, the money is now controlling you, and now you're just doing things just recklessly out there. So you don't even realize that you actually make enough money to live, to cover your needs. It's just that your wants are overweighing your needs. So creating a budget is definitely the next step. There are different ways that you can go about that, and that's going to be different for every family. So you may use the envelope system, you know, to just use cash, you know, because a lot of times when you just use cash rather than your debit card, then you know that, hey, I have $50. I have $50 to spend on anything that I want this week. So that includes my coffee every morning. That includes my lunch, you know, when I'm at work. So I have to spend that $50 wisely, because after that $50 is gone, I've met my budget and I can't exceed that. So for others, you know, maybe discipline using their debit card, and know that after you spend something with by using your debit card, that they know how to subtract that, you know, from their balances in their account. So if you're using your debit card, I highly suggest to download a budget app. Link your debit card, your accounts to that budget app, and so that it monitors and alerts you on where you're at against your budget. So there's free apps out there, the Mint app, which is awesome. There's also Every Dollar app. There's Level Money app, and all of these are free apps that you can use that can help you and your family, especially your spouse, because you want to be sure to be on one accord, you know, when you have created a budget for your household.
Many people, they'll see a budget just restrictive, but it goes back to being able, is it more about defining what I want versus what I need? I may need a new pair of shoes, but I don't need the new Kobe Nike X15 shoe. You know, a good tennis shoe will do. Or I may need a bottle of water, but do I need the Fuji bottle of water that's going to cost me $5 versus, you know, a bottle of water, you know, turning on the tap and just getting water out the tap? You know, either you manage your money or your money is going to manage you. But the question is, if you were managing your money, would you hire you to manage your money for you?
That's awesome. I like that. But absolutely. I mean, it's not until you create your budget where you identify the real you. I mean, and a lot of people will not create a budget just for that purpose because they don't want to face their reality. So creating a budget is going to allow you to identify the areas where you spend the most money. And what I've seen and what I know, a lot of times we're spending the most money on food. So just like you said, even, you know, with buying the name brand water, you know, where you can actually you don't even have to be name brand. I mean, but you got to do what works best for you and your household with your budget that's going to help you achieve your goals. And it goes back to dreaming big, because when you dream big, you're going to be willing to be disciplined in some areas. You're going to be willing to sacrifice in some areas, so that not only it helps you to achieve your financial goals, but it also is a great example that you're setting before your children. And if you're like me, you know, we want to be able to pass things down, good financial habits down to our children. We want to be able to leave money for our children and our children's children. So that means that we're going to have to do some different things in 2018 than we've done in 2017 by going into the new year with new financial mindsets if we want to get new results.
You talked about one thing earlier. How important is it to have your spouse and your children on the same page in the same book? I know, especially when it comes to finances, because you may have one spouse that's a spender, one spouse that's a saver, but you can't get there if as fast as you're saving it, the other spouse is spending it. You know, how important is that? Or if your children go to the store and they're saying, you know, they want this new toy, that new toy every time you go to the store, how do you begin to make sure that you have that conversation when you try to get everybody on the same page?
That is a great question, and I'm glad that you brought that up. It is hands down very important that first you and your spouse are on the same page, on one accord, trying to go in the same direction. And are you going to agree on everything? No, but you find a way where you can meet halfway to get to those same goals. So you listen to each other's what they want to achieve. You take it in consideration, and then you break it down in that first year, third year, fifth year, 10-year goals, and you come to an agreement to where you are on one accord going in the same direction. Because when you're on one accord, your why is bigger than you now. Your why now has other people involved, which means that I have to get them involved in order to meet those goals. So that means that we sit down at the table and we talk about our finances. That means that we create activities around finances that the whole family can get involved. So even with creating a vision board, your whole family can get involved with creating a vision board. And you may even see that the vision for your children is just a little different than yours, but how awesome to be able to know what they're dreaming for. And that's a great way that you can be able to encourage them along the way and let them know that you can do it. You can become it, and I'm going to help you get there. Also, it's important that that you encourage each other along the way, because especially between in marriages, you know, one person might get discouraged when you hit a financial challenge, but then you have the other person that may be stronger in that area to where they can lift them up. They can give them affirmation, affirmative words. They can encourage them. You could pray together about overcoming those challenges. So it's very important that your family knows where you stand, where you're trying to go, and how you're all going to get there, because you will find out too that your kids, when they know where the family is going, they may not be asking so much for all those expensive things. They now even learn that some of their wants are not a need for right now. So they start learning wants versus needs as well, because some of their wants don't fall in line with some of the goals that the family has made.
You talk about a budget and deciding where you want your money. An old adage, if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. So essentially your budget is that plan of telling your money where it's going to go. So you have to have that budget plan to ensure your success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With a budget, it goes back to who's all involved. Identify who's all involved and get them involved. Let them know at all times, you know, where you guys stand. So then that way you know how to get there, how they can contribute. Let them know how they can contribute. Let them know how much they have to spend in order to get there. Another quote is, if you aim for nothing, you'll hit nothing all the time. So you have to know your target. Everybody who's involved has to know their target in order to be able to achieve results.
We've talked about the children. We've talked about the family. We've talked about the budget. But there should be another partner in this. I know you have the financial institution that's holding your money. They're a partner. How can you go to them and ask them for different ideas and help and suggestions?
Awesome question, and I talk about this all the time in my seminars and programs, is that we have to become the interviewer when it comes to selecting the financial institution that is going to keep our money and manage it, you know, for us as we put it in there. So when you go to a financial institution, because it's very important that you build a relationship with a financial institution, but when you go there, ask them, first share with them, you know, where you're trying to go. share with them why you're wanting to build a relationship with them. Make sure that they're able to offer you products or services to help you to get from where you're at today to where you are going. And going into the new year, be bold. Be bold in knowing that, hey, if they cannot get you there, then it's time for me to make a change in order for me to get new results. We had to do that before, especially with our business, and we was with that bank for a long time. But we had to let them go and move over to somebody else who supported our vision, who believed in the vision, and who was trying to get us there. And that comes with education as well. So that means that, you know, you want your financial institution to be able to give you, to educate you. So if you don't know about a certain product that they're offering that can help you get to where you want to go, then ask them to educate you in that area. Do not be afraid, you know, to demand their services to you. I mean, that's what they're there for. They're there to be able to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So we have to go in there and begin to be the interviewer.
So interviewing the bank, getting on the same page, doing a vision board, dreaming. Are there any other steps that people should be getting to look at, you know, looking at where your money's going? Are there any other steps they should start looking at as January 1st starts coming around to beginning to make that change so their financial expectations will exceed their expectations in 2018?
Yes, yes, definitely. It's very important to create systems and processes. So everything that we talked about today, make sure that you have a system and a process in place. I heard someone say systems is broken down by the S standing for save, the Y standing for you, the S for some, T for time, E for energy, M for money. Systems saves you some time, energy, and money. So this is the time. We have 3 days left in 2017. This is the time to write down what systems can you put in place financially, in order to save you time, energy, and money. And what that might look like going into 2018 is getting with somebody who can hold you accountable. Getting with somebody who can educate you and help you even create systems and processes. But even creating an environment that is positive, that is encouraging, that is full of peace and joy and not negative energy. Because when you dream big, then there's going to be obstacles. But you have to have people around you that can encourage you that you can still achieve it. And so I think it's very important that going into 2018 that you must have systems and processes in line for not only you, but for your family. So then that way you all can exceed your expectations.
So now we've put the systems in place. We started looking at saving our money, telling our money where we wanted to go. And then you're going to be one of our regular contributors in 2018, coming back and talking to us. What are the next things that we want to start looking at after we begin to put these things in place to begin to help us get to that next step?
So now that we created a strong foundation and we know where our money, how much we have coming in and how much we have going out, the next step is now to establish credit. And if you have already established credit and now you have well, let's just say there's some areas of opportunity in your credit. So some people are trying to reestablish credit. You can't take that step without taking the four steps that we talked about this morning. And the main thing is first identifying your dreams, setting goals, creating a budget, and now create a system and a process to be able to begin to establish credit or even to now pay off debt in order for you to live a debt-free life.
So when you come back on, then the next thing we'll be talking about then will be credit and how to use our credit wisely, but also pay off our credit, because that is the one thing that gets a lot of people in trouble is abuse of credit and also not knowing how much credit they actually are on the hook for. So that's going to be definitely a great topic and a great thing to talk about. So I want to thank you for coming on this morning. We never in Cowtown Conversations without our community minute. The Builders Association is offering a free apprenticeship program, Earn While You Learn program for construction industry. This is a program that's not just a job, but will lead to a career in over 15 different trades, and you can earn college credits while you're learning. If you would like more information on their website, go to www.buildersassociation.com or contact Ramon Holt, their outreach manager, at 816-595-4145. Also, be safe as you celebrate this New Year's coming in. If you're going to drink, have a designated driver. The life you save may be your own. And also, let's not celebrate New Year's by going outside and shooting in the air. What goes up must come down and also hurt and kill innocent people. So for Cowtown Conversations, this is your host, Joseph Jackson, saying be safe, be blessed, and have a happy New Year.